Now, it's been reported this morning in a study published by the New England Journal of Science that for the first time it's found that medicinal cannabis can reduce seizures in children suffering from epilepsy. The research specifically focused on the effects of a drug, cannabidiol. And to discuss the issue in some further detail and probably tell me how to pronounce that word correctly, we're joined by one of the authors of the study, Professor Ingrid Schiffer, AO. She's the chair of the Pediatric Neurology Research at the University of Melbourne. Ingrid, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
I got there eventually, didn't I?
You did. It's cannabidiol.
Cannabidiol, there you are.
It does take a while to get your tongue around.
There we go. I knew you'd be able to tell us. Now, what makes this research so significant?
Oh, look, it's really exciting because there's been so much hype and media around medicinal cannabis. And, you know, it's made up of many, many compounds. And the major ones are cannabidiol, or we call it CBD, and the other major one is THC. And the THC mm-hmm. is the psychoactive one, and is the one we're not interested in for epilepsy. And until today, there's been no data, no definite high-level scientific evidence where you do a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial, lots of words there, but to show that it actually works and is better than just a placebo.
Right, so it's about extracting something particular from the cannabis.
Exactly, and this CBD has to be 98% CBD, so it's less than 2% of the psychoactive THC, or there's none at all, depending on how it's made.
How's that done? How's it extracted?
Oh, gosh, that's not my skill set, I'm afraid. But it's very specially done, and there are complex processes for extraction, but no, I'm afraid I can't tell you that one.
What sort of difference could this sort of research and these results mean for people, you know, particularly children, who do suffer from epilepsy?
Look, it's really exciting that we've got some answers, but we have to recognise it's just in a very small, specific area. And these are children with drug-resistant seizures, so that means they've trialled usually 4 or 5 anti-epileptic drugs. Nothing's worked, and in these children, it's shown that the cannabidiol is just as good as some of the good drugs. It's not better, but it's mm-hmm. not worse, so that's cool. But it's really not something that we know whether it works in the mild epilepsies where we have tried and tested drugs.
Right. So up until now, what sort of options did kids with epilepsy sort of have as far as, you know, treating their condition?
Oh, we have a whole range of anti-epileptic drugs. We have about 10 we use a lot, and we tailor them to the specific type of epilepsy. There are many, many forms of epilepsy, and epilepsy can begin at any age, but 80% of epilepsy begins in childhood or in adolescence. So we know that this specific type of epilepsy might do well with this specific type of drug, and there's neurologists and pediatricians are expert at knowing how to put that together. But then there are a bunch of patients, like 20 or 30%, that are not controlled with the first anti-epileptic drug. And then you need to have expertise to know which drugs go with which mm-hmm. and which treat which particular epilepsies. So this trial is in something called Dravet syndrome. And Dravet syndrome is a condition that I've been studying for about 15, 20 years. And basically, it begins in a normal baby at about 6 months, and then they often develop a long seizure with a fever. It's not always long, and it's not always with a fever, but there's a very typical pattern that we're used to seeing. Seizure with jerking down one side at about 6 months. It might go on for 30 minutes or more.
Oh, wow.
And then a month later, they'll come back, or 6 months later, and they'll do it all again. And then when they get a little bit bigger, between 1 and 5 years, they develop often many other types of seizures as well. And to go with this, they have their development's normal in the first year of life, and then it slows. And most of the children, sadly, end up with intellectual disability. And it also has an increased mortality. So it's a very, very serious condition.
Mm. 30-minute sort of episodes, is that right?
30-minute seizures, terrifying for the families, really scary.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in young children. Now, are there any sort of particular risks or drawbacks involved with the this new research and these new findings?
So, yes, when they compared the cannabidiol with placebo, and the placebo, as you know, is got no medicine in it. It's mm-hmm. just a syrup in this trial, it was just a liquid, but without any cannabidiol in it. And when they compared it, the people on cannabidiol had more adverse effects, and the most common ones were diarrhea, decreased appetite, vomiting, tiredness. They were the really biggies.
Right, okay. How does that sort of compare to some of the other side effects from the existing medications?
Yeah, look, that's an important question. Most of the anti-epileptic drugs can make you tired. So again, you need some skill with the cannabidiol to know what other drug you might need to reduce. And there's one in particular called clobazam we often need to reduce because of the tiredness. Diarrhea is a bit unusual. We don't have that with many of the anti-epileptics. And you can imagine if you have a child with significant disability, that could make life even
very difficult.
Just that bit harder. Yeah.
Now, what's the next step? Is there more research? Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, really important. So I'm very excited because there is another trial going on at the moment by our group at the Austin, but also the Royal Melbourne and many other centres around Australia, where we're looking at adults with focal epilepsy and normal intelligence. So the Dravet children generally have intellectual disability, but this is a completely different population. So adults, normal intelligence, focal epilepsy, and they're trialing it with a gel. So it's different mode of delivery. And, you know, we don't know the answers for that for another 6 or 12 months, but it looks, you know, I'm optimistic that it will be shown to work, but we don't know that yet.
Right. Bit of a watch this space.
Yeah, and there are many other populations with epilepsy that we need to think about. It's certainly not the first drug you'd use for your child because we haven't been using it long enough and know enough about the side effects. But it's something that once it's more available will be important to be in our toolkit, as it were.
Absolutely. Well, Professor Sheffer, thank you for joining us on the Daily today.
Oh, great. Good to talk. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
There we are. That was Professor Ingrid Sheffer there from the University of Melbourne talking about some of the very new exciting research, I guess you call it, on the treatment of epilepsy, particularly in children.